1270,
we have you at Park Rose, and looks like you're about to pull out, and a request to talk. How can we help?
Hi, yeah, I just wanted to let you know that you should probably send a road soup out to Park Rose, because there is a gentleman who is extremely intoxicated at the 12 stop, and he's drinking like one of those big old things of like margarita mixer. He's wearing a tan bucket hat. He's about 6 foot, white male, probably in his 40s, blue shirt and camo pants and black boots.
All right, is he actively trying to board the bus? Is it harassing anyone or just occupying the shelter and not going away?
Both. He kept trying to come on my bus and like just was being loud and disruptive when I was on break, and I was trying to explain to him, like, well, like, as soon as I'm done here, like, I'll pick you up there. But I didn't realize he was drunk at the time, but now it makes a lot of sense.
I copy. Well, I mean, just remember, it's not illegal to be drunk on the bus. I mean, he's making a better decision than driving a car, so you can think about it that way. But if his behavior is unsafe and he's harassing people, then that's definitely something that we can deal with. So if you think you can safely board him and he's calmed down and behaving himself, then being intoxicated on the bus is not necessarily a problem. So do you think with his behavior right now he can ride the bus, or we need a supervisor to make some contact with him?
I think you should make some contact with him, because he was honestly pretty hostile towards me and I had no idea why.
Okay, yeah, if he was being hostile and making you feel unsafe, then all right, appreciate the info. I'll pass it along to the supervisor. Thank you. 1101.